It's 8:18. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. And on the phone with me this morning, hopefully, I think I hear her in the background there. I'll just potter up in a second, is Lily Herwald. She's in to talk about the upcoming Whale Fest, or not Whale Fest, but what do we call that cruise, Lily?
It's the Food Web Cruise. It's the annual Sitka Whale Fest cruise.
Ah, so I was right. I had part of that right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Chris.
You're somewhere in the Midwest, far from Wales, I understand.
Yes, and under a lot of snow at the moment, so I'd much rather be in Sitka.
Well, we don't have a lot of snow, but we do have some snow, and we're supposed to have more. But we don't want to talk about that. What we really want to talk about is this upcoming event. This has kind of become a pretty big tradition right around herring season.
It is. It is a really amazing event where we have an Allen Marine vessel, and we have professionals on board to discuss marine wildlife that we will encounter. We've got Matt Goss there to talk about the birds that we'll see. And just because of how abundant wildlife is in Sitka Sound right now, herring coming back, we've got whales, sea lions, seals, birds. They're all just standing by to feed when the herring come up from the trenches. So it's quite an amazing event because not only do you have the chance to go out on a very comfortable, safe vessel, you get to hear about what's going on by professionals, and we also have a brunch that's included in the price. So it's a pretty wonderful annual event. It's one of the largest fundraisers for Sitka Whale Fest.
And you're going to have some folks on board there to talk about what's going on the water and a little history of the wildlife you're going to be seeing. Who's doing the kind of, I guess you'd say, the tour, the guiding part?
Right. Well, Jan Straley is the science director and one of the early founders of Sitka Whale Fest, and she is on board to talk about the whales that we will encounter. Matt Goss there to talk about the birds. We'll have someone from Alaska Fish and Game to talk about the herring and the interconnectedness of the ecosystems and everything. And then we'll have someone there to talk about the Alaska Native point of view, traditional knowledge about the fisheries and the natural world that we'll encounter there. And a special guest that we have this year is Dr. Allison Stemper, and she is our most recent scientist in residence at the Sitka Science Center. And she's a research associate in oceanography with the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey. And her interests are in bioacoustics and how they relate to conservation. So she will be on board to talk about bioacoustics.
And bioacoustics meaning what?
The sounds that, like, for example, humpback whales make and what those behaviors might indicate. So she's been studying this in Hawaii, Massachusetts, Antarctica, trying to get an understanding in a behavioral context how the whale sounds, how we learn about what they're doing. She will be much more articulate in describing that.
You're doing fine. So we always know that there are going to be lots of critters around, humpbacks, and I believe we get some gray whales during this time traveling through.
You know, I know that there have been a wide variety of whales that have been seen. And there are other very interesting things that in the course of, you know, the nearly 16 years that this spring cruise has been going on, seeing quite amazing things. This might not be about whales, but last year we saw some boats putting hemlock branches out for herring spawn. And it was, if people don't have a boat, if they're not able to get out on the water and cruise around during this time, during herring season, it's a great opportunity to get up close and see, you know, what's going on. I thought that was very interesting to see the technique of how they put the branches in and such.
Uh-huh. So let's see. I guess we should give some detail there on how people can avail themselves of this cruise.
Yeah. So every seat on the boat is $55. That includes the cruise, the brunch, which is a European-style brunch. We have a lot of volunteers contributing with great cooks and bakers. We'll be providing amazing variety of food for us. And then we've got the professional interpreters and, of course, the wildlife that we'll see. So that's $55 each. Tickets available at Old Harbor Books or at the boat if they're not sold out. And it leaves from Crescent Harbor Saturday at 9. So being there, 20 minutes early board would be best.
And this is this coming Saturday, correct?
This coming Saturday, returning to the dock at 11:30. So a 2.5-hour cruise.
Okay. We'll hope for a little bit clearer skies than we're having right now, because I'll let you know that it is snowing here. And I think the forecast for most of the week is snowing. But maybe by Saturday, it could be sunny. It's that time of year when the weather comes and goes quickly. So we'll see.
And the comfort of the Allen Marine boat can't be overstated. I mean, you can be inside. You can be out up on top on the deck if you want to see. And wildlife doesn't really care about the weather. And I'd encourage folks if they have friends who might be interested in the cruise and maybe didn't hear the interview this morning, let folks know. And you can always go to the Sitka Sound Science Center webpage. We've got a Facebook page on Sitka Whale Fest for more information. And my number is 907-738-0560 if anyone has any questions.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in this morning, Lily. It's great to hear from you, and I guess we'll see you back when you get back.
I hope that travel won't hold me up and that I'll be on board on Saturday.
All right. Well, thanks again for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Bye-bye now. That was Lily Herwald. She's calling from the Midwest there, where she's says it's snowy, talking about the upcoming cruise with as a benefit for Whale Fest, which is taking place this Saturday, coming up, and they'll be leaving the dock at 9 o'clock from Crescent Harbor. Your tickets can be had for $55 at Old Harbor Books. 26 minutes after the hour.